If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Hey, want to thank our good friend, the late Mr. Rich O'Brien, for all that great music behind our cow commercials. We'll continue to be there forever and ever.
Eternal Badger picking it out.
Darn right. Yes. Well, let's have some more music.
Ooh, yeah. What you got? What
well,
you?
The late Curly Musgrave.
Oh, yeah.
And Belinda Gale are singing together, Now That I Found You.
I have seen a lot of things. To give words to the songs I sing, but I had not seen anything till I saw you.
Now sometimes I can't believe what your eyes could see in me, but it's made a better me now that I've found.
Every day it's plain to see how alone I used to be. Now I found the best of me, now that I found you. Columbus found the world anew. Roses find the morning dew. Now I know that dreams come true, now that I found you.
Every day the world is new. Love just finds a chosen few. Now I know found me too, now that I found you.
Everyone can go away, just as long as you choose to stay. And every day's a better day, now that I found you. Every day it's plain to see how alone I used to be.
Now I found the best of me, now that I found you.
Now I found the best of me, now that I found you.
Boy, I tell you, Belinda and Curly, they were
a duo.
They were a great duo, weren't they?
Yeah, and they were fun to be around.
They were a hoot.
They were a blast,
yeah.
Yes.
We got a little ribald for Belinda, but that's right. That's okay.
She dealt with it.
Well, her brothers called her the white sheep of the family.
The white sheep.
Yeah. This is our sister Belinda. She's the white sheep of the family.
That's funny.
That is funny.
Yeah.
And that's true. And that is a true statement, yeah, too. Yeah.
No truer statement.
Right. Hey, you were going to tell these folks.
Oh,
You made a mistake.
I made Grandma Nelson cookies.
You did?
Yeah. I got hungry for them. And Tina was busy, so I busted her out.
Nice.
Banana chocolate chip cookies. Yeah. Well, and I thought I'd improve on it.
Sure.
So I added walnuts. And I thought, well, that's quite a good improvement.
And they tasted good.
They tasted delicious.
Yeah, but
Sam, the oldest,
oh yeah,
he took a bite.
Yeah.
And he goes, they're not like
they're
grandma's.
They're not like grandma's. Yeah.
They're not like grandma's cooking. Okay. Well, then don't mess with the recipe.
Well, then spit it out.
Yeah. You quit eating.
Quit eating it then. That's not like grandma's. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, nothing's like grandma's, right?
Right. Yeah, right.
Try as hard as you can.
Sure.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to find something in your wife's freezer or refrigerator?
Yes.
Yeah, and
it's always behind the milk.
Has it been? Has it been successful?
No.
You know, I saw a meme that was really funny. It was a fridge full of ketchup, and the caption said, "Men still can't find the ketchup.
Still can't find it. Dang ketchup. Where's the ketchup?
Jacqueline, where's the ketchup? Where's this? Where's that? You know, and finally, I just give up, especially in the freezer.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you got to start digging stuff. And finally, I just, you know what? I don't know what it was I was after, but it's not worth it.
I'm done looking. I quit looking.
It's just
I didn't find it.
It is just not looking. Just not worth it. I'm quitting looking. I'm done.
I hear you.
Right?
I hear you. And then they walk right out and go, it's right there.
It's right here.
Yeah.
Kind of like that prairie dog you was trying to shoot there out at Stormy.
That was funny.
Now that one was funny. It's right there.
I am a little sight challenged, okay?
A little?
A little.
Yeah, and when we travel...
I still got a driver's license, okay?
And when we travel, the deaf and the blind are traveling together, okay?
You see no evil, you hear no evil.
You can't see, I can't hear. We're a pair.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Anyways, these two prairie dogs was sitting up 100 yards away, looking at each other,
uh-huh,
and looking at me.
And looking at you.
They're two of them. They're looking right at you.
He's giving you the finger.
And I kept looking through the scope, and I'd look at Stormy, and I'd look at Tina, and I... Where? I don't see them.
They're not there.
I don't see them.
Come on, man.
So finally I says, I think those are two rocks.
Yeah.
And Stormy pulled up his binoculars and he started giggling.
And he says, sure enough,
those are two rocks. Looking right at me.
Stormy and Tina were the ones that couldn't see it.
That's right. So there.
So there. Yeah. So ha on you. Yeah. Yeah. He's right there.
He's right there. Yeah. Looking right at you.
Yeah.
So I quit looking.
Good.
Because I found it.
You just said, all right, just show them to me from now on, right?
Yeah. Yeah, point them out.
Yeah, what you should have done is just shot the rock.
I was just sitting here thinking, I really messed up.
You should have just shot the rock.
I should have blasted both of them.
Yep. See? Now look.
Now, there. Go get that one.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, my.
That was a good time. Whoa, man. That was a blast.
We got to go back.
Let's go today.
We had a great time shooting prairie dogs. Mm-hmm. The trap shooting was fun in the beginning.
My arm was black and blue.
Nasty.
Oh, it was sore. Man.
We better have a little cowpoke poetry.
What you got?
Yeah, it's hard to look cool riding a mule. It's hard to look cool while riding a mule. When working your herd, you need the right tool. You're cutting a cow, not pulling a plow. It's hard to look cool when riding a mule. It's hard to look cool when shoeing a mule. You shod everything in horseshoeing school, but now you've got pride and feelings to hide. It's hard to look cool when shoeing a mule. It's hard to look cool when training a mule. Donkey whispering don't work as a rule. But at least he hears with them great big ears, and it's hard to look cool when training a mule. It's hard to look cool roping on a mule. It just don't seem right unwinding your spool and roping some strays on something that brays. It's hard to look cool roping on a mule. It's hard to look cool catching a mule. You lose self-esteem while having a duel with a jack or two that's smarter than you. It's hard to look cool when catching a mule. It's hard to look cool when grooming a mule. Bobbing or belling a tail, that's just cruel. Shaved forelock and mane is utter disdain. It's hard to look cool when grooming a mule. It's hard to look cool doctoring a mule. Flushing a jenny from atop your vet stool, your equine vet friend's guffaw as you cleanse. It's hard to look cool doctoring a mule. It's hard to look cool when branding a mule. A smoking hot iron adds matchstick to fuel. You have to brand slicks, but wait till he kicks. It's hard to look cool when branding a mule. It's hard to look cool queening on a mule. All that big hair and tiara jewel are a really tough sell through a donkey yell. It's hard to look cool queening on a mule. It's hard to look cool courting from a mule. You know, women despise a sterile gene pool. On top of a steed that can't even breed, it's hard to look cool courting from a mule. It's hard to look cool singing on a mule. In all those movies, you'd look like a fool. Just ask Gene and Roy, or any cowboy. It's hard to look cool singing on a mule. Well, it's hard to stay cool when owning a mule, but I've concluded and I agree that you'll never go back after riding a jack, and you will look cool while riding your mule. Oh, it is hard to look cool riding a mule. Yeah.
That's good stuff.
All right, Dory, what do we got for what do we got for Dick's pick?
Tennessee Ernie Ford.
What's he singing?
Hey, hey, good looking.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Okay, good deal.
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? $2 bill. I know a spot right over the hill.
There's soda pop and the dancing's free. So if you want to have fun, come along with me.
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? About saving all of your time for me.
No more looking. I know I've been tooken. How about keeping steady company? I'm gonna throw my date book over the fence. Find me one for 5 or 10 cents.
You keep it till it's covered with age. I'm gonna write my name on every page.
Sure was. That was Tennessee Ernie
Got
Ford
it.
And some other lady.
And some other dude.
Some other lady singing with him. Yeah, singing with him. Yeah. We need to ditch out to a commercial, and when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.